Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, we've spoken about the tariffs, we've spoken about the global market volatility, but what does this mean for our pockets, especially when it comes down to our purchasing power parity? That's essentially how far you can stretch your rand and cents. And the reality for many of us as South Africans is that things have been tight. But let me know what your thoughts are. But to give us some perspective on what the outlook certainly does contain, we're joined now by Isaac Machego, senior economist at Nedbank, to give us some insight into the outcast, or rather the forecast and the outlook. Dr. Machego, such a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Pleasure, Gugu. Good evening to you and the listeners.
Thank you so much. As I was preparing for this conversation, I thought to myself, man, the last time we touched base, we were out in Cape Town at Parliament dealing with the confusion around the budget speech. And just when we thought we'd be in a calmer space right now, the volatility has turned the volume up, huh?
It's been crazy. I mean, you know, I feel sorry for the guys who have to track the markets quite closely. Yeah. But even for us, you know, just trying to keep up with Trump's announcements. I mean, it's on today, off tomorrow. Yeah. So we've got some reprieve for 90 days, you know, just after the 4th of July. I just hope that we're not going to go to that madness.
Exactly. We know the 4th of July usually brings fireworks. Let's hope it sticks to that and not fireworks of a different kind with Trump's announcement. But let's talk about, you know, interest rates going forward. But I guess before we look at the outlook, we also need to understand the contributing factors that influence inflation, which plays a very critical role in the outlook and determination of interest rates. Where are we now regarding the forecast of inflation in South Africa?
No, Google, I'll just say to you, I'll take you back rather to the July MPC meeting last year. You know, at that time, there was an expectation that the Reserve Bank was going to start cutting, and we also expected it. But that statement was all about the rand. You know, the Reserve Bank very worried about the rand. And basically what we've seen lately is that playing out. And, you know, in the monetary policy review released yesterday, the Reserve Bank is saying that, you know, the fear that we had regarding the rand and its likely impact on inflation is playing out to some extent. Of course, you know, we've benefited a lot in terms of the outlook from the sharp fall in oil prices. Mm-hmm. But should we see the rand coming under further pressure, definitely the inflation outlook will change.
Mm. And that's also highly influenced by the tariffs, because depending on how the negotiations go between ourselves and the U.S. and even potential dumping of products in South Africa, I'm assuming this will influence the cost of goods. Help us understand how.
So, I mean, looking at the trade war, you know, we're more likely to, if it plays out the way Trump announced it on the 2nd of April, we would be hit more by the contraction in growth, i.e., you know, the hit to exports more than inflation. Because remember, he is imposing tariffs on our goods, and I do not expect the South African government to retaliate, because that would be inflationary on basically what we import. Mm-hmm. from the U.S. So it is more about the growth story more than inflation. Inflation will come from a very weak rand, but we've seen the U.S. dollar coming under pressure. We've seen the rand basically gaining from this very solid gold price. And we've seen the currency pulling back today after coming under more pressure yesterday. We're basically gaining from the very, very solid gold price. I mean, gold is just favoring us. I mean, this is a topic for another day.
Right.
We've already basically recovered that money that was transferred to National Treasury under the GFECRA, because now the Reserve Bank's gold holdings are up again.
Oh, well, that's a beautiful update, and I think so important for us to reflect on, because it's a concept that we discussed quite heavily and now haven't really appreciated. On that note, though,
that needs to be revisited, definitely.
Perfect. Interview with you next week on this, definitely. But I'm also intrigued just to understand, you know, as you mentioned, the currency is really the focus right now. We were above 19 last week and earlier this week, if I'm not mistaken, now at 18.79 to the US dollar. As you've mentioned, still highlighted levels of volatility and concerns as to how that will impact inflation. What does this mean for the MPC and their interest rate positioning? Because, man, hey, we were hoping for some better news as consumers.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, Google, the room for another interest rate cut has narrowed quite significantly. And even in the monetary policy review, released yesterday, the Reserve Bank basically acknowledges that, the buy is very high. Mm-hmm. The rand weakness will stoke some inflation. And, in this environment, an interest rate cut would reduce our yield carry and could put the rand under further pressure and therefore worsen the inflation risks.
Got you. On the rand, how much of that is influenced by our local dynamics, GNU, versus Donald Trump and the tariff war?
But we must be honest, most of it is global factors, Donald Trump and the tariff war. We've got a balance there, the risk plus gold benefiting us to some extent. But unfortunately, the clashes in the GNU about the VAT hike coincided Trump's announcements, and that really put pressure on our currency.
100%.
And if I can just add here that Trump has kept South Africa in the news. He's taken a very, very, rigid stance towards South Africa, and that's worrying. If the GNU collapses, it could just worsen the whole thing.
That's true. I guess it also influences the international investors' perception of our fixed income space. Has that played any influence just yet?
Absolutely. Because the worry here is, could we see the U.S. imposing sanctions on, financial sanctions at least, on South Africa? And that would simply mean that international investors would, to some extent, be forced to hold less of our bonds than they do hold right now. And that would be a bit of a worry.
Emerging markets and the risk factor, that definitely comes into play there. Tate Mashego, you've given us a reality shot of, just how unpredictable the environment is right now. And one thing's quite clear. The MPC has said there's no likelihood of an interest rate cut in the short to medium term. So for savers, you're dealing with interest rates as they currently stand. Same thing for those of us who are indebted. What does this mean, and what could the ripple effects be, especially from a consumption point of view for South Africans?
No, we were expecting further relief to consumers when it comes to debt repayment, and that would come via slightly lower interest rates. But with that gone, other pressures are coming through. Remember, VAT going up by 0.5 percentage point on the 1st of May, that will squeeze disposable incomes further. And we're just hoping that, the rand is not going to weaken significantly. We're not going to see global oil prices turning around, going back to above 70. That would just add to the pressure that the consumer is facing right now. So, unfortunately, there are more downside risks in the sense that the pressures are rising than the easing of those spending pressures.
Sure. Yeah, sounds like that saying we always say, tighten up your belts. Oh, we're doing it again. There is no loop this time. I think we're even adding a loop.
Absolutely. We're going to go around the waist.
Exactly. Thank you so much for your time, as always, Ntate Mashego. Truly appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Gugu. Thank you.
Thank you. Isaac Mashego joins us as a senior economist at Nedbank, helping us unpack the dynamics of the global macroeconomic factors, how it is influencing inflation in South Africa. And the rand, as he's mentioned, is what we need to watch out for. It's likely going to remain at these elevated levels. And that in itself means inflation might stay slightly elevated, or at least on the upper end of the target band, which sits between 3% and 6% for the MPC. So, my dear friends, for those of us who are savers, interest rates might not get any higher. For those of us who have debt as well, we won't see any cuts in the short to medium term. Let's sit tight. It's going to be an interesting year.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.